This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Jonathan All.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Jasmine, you had a situation come up with a student. You want to explain it a bit, and then we'll discuss the ethics.
Yeah, I teach broadcast news writing, and I have a student who has already done a number of radio stories. And we were talking about the use of unnatural sound, and unnatural sound to be sound captured or video captured at a place that didn't have any actual relevance to a story, but they thought that it helped add to the story. And typically, well, unnatural sound, obviously, but there's also people who capture video, and that's not relevant to the story. So they used sound that was used for a story about a lemonade stand, and they didn't get the actual sound of cars passing by, and they thought that would add to the story. So they went to, you know, the side of a road somewhere else, and they captured sound of cars driving by, and they used that in their story. And we were discussing, you know, the ethics of using sound and when you probably shouldn't use certain sound captured other places. And, you know, I was discussing this, and the author of the book is vehemently opposed to using unnatural sound where it's not captured at the scene of the story. So the student said, you know, they raised their hand. They said, oh, you know, but I've actually used sound in this context, and they told me that story. And I said, well, did you talk to the person that you'd written the story for about using that? And they said, no, I didn't think about doing that. So that was, you know, that was interesting because, you know, you have ethics and that there are no laws to that. It's how you feel about what you do in your job as a journalist. And they had not really thought twice about it.
Well, and I think that that's, you know, and we do need to think about it, and all journalists need to think about it. And, you know, there's certainly been well-publicized cases where photojournalists crop a photo in a certain way to make it look like something that it wasn't, or they shoot it from a different angle, or they Photoshop it. I think those have been well documented. But in the terms of broadcast media, when people add sound that didn't happen at the event, or they add video that didn't happen at the event, or that is not germane, or that you know, gives a false sense of something, It's a huge ethical violation. When you brought this up, it reminded me of the time I did it as a young reporter, and immediately after I did it, I wished that I hadn't. I was doing a story, and part of the story was I was at a diner, and I wanted to get a sound of the grill, you know, the making food on the grill, and I got it, but it really, you couldn't hear the sizzle of the meat on the grill as much as I wanted. So I went home, I got a steak-em out of my freezer, and I put it in the frying pan, and I recorded it in my kitchen, and then I layered that sound in so you could hear that sizzle more. Now, is that a huge ethical violation? I suppose you could make the case that it isn't, but it is in my mind now, because what I did was I portrayed it to be something that it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that as journalists, being that our credibility is so much under attack, we need to hold ourselves to the highest standards and make sure that we never fall into that trap of, oh, well, I'll grab that sound or that photo or that this, and no one will ever know, and it'll make it sound or look better.
Yeah, you're misrepresenting what the scene was actually like in a case like that, or like what you're talking about, Jasmine. And sometimes it's frustrating when you go out there and you know you want to get some sound to mix into the story, but that sound is just not there, but you have to get by without it, or find some other type of sound to mix in there. Maybe the sound of someone mixing the lemonade at the lemonade stand. You can get, you know, if it's a glass jar and some ice cubes in there, you get your mic right on it, you can get some sound and really bring the listener to the scene that way. But if you're mixing in sound from someplace else, you're not taking the listener to the scene, and you're misrepresenting what actually happened. You're misrepresenting. It's, yeah, I would consider that a violation of ethics. Like Jonathan said, some people might not consider it a big one. I think there are some people who in the industry think this is perfectly fine. I don't do that, and I don't think others should either. That's no different than finding a sound effects record and pulling some sound off of there and mixing it in. That's misrepresenting what actually happened at the scene too.
Right, and that reminds me of the 60 Minutes Tesla story, where they had someone had put together a story about the electric cars, and an editor, when they were editing it together, not the reporter themselves, they added the revving of an engine. And if you know anything about electric cars, they're quiet cars. They don't make that sound. So when it aired, Jalopnik.com had noticed that, hey, the cars don't even sound like this. And they had called 60 Minutes out. And then later, 60 Minutes had apologized and taken the actual report itself offline so no one could watch it again.
Yeah, imagine being someone from Tesla watching that report and hearing the roar of the engine starting up, and mm-hmm. you'd almost have to be laughing because that's just so phony.
You know, what that reminds me of is, do you remember when CBS got into a bunch of trouble for running background sound during the Masters coverage because they wanted the sound of the birds and you know, kind of that ambient sound of the, and so they ran some things, and some people who were watching the tournament who are birders heard those calls, and the birds were not native to that part of the country at all. And CBS got in a lot of trouble because they had to fess up that they ran this fabricated soundtrack under their broadcast to make it, you know, to add to the ambient and the and to what was going on. And, you know, again, a lot of times you may get away with it, but that doesn't make it right. And we have to hold ourselves to that standard of, you know, how do you, you know, let's put it this way. If you were covering a political rally and the applause was very tepid, but then you grabbed applause from a football game and layered it in underneath there to sound like there was a whole bunch of applause, you know, I think everybody would agree that that would be a huge ethical violation.
Yeah.
An example of bias, maybe, because you're trying to make that candidate sound better.
How much – but is that really different than adding some sizzle that wasn't there or adding some traffic sound that was not from the street where the lemonade stand was?
Same basic principle, yeah. And Jasmine, I think you had mentioned before we started the program that someone did a story on television about the North Pole, and there was some file footage of penguins in there, which, of course, are – not native to the North Pole, they're native to Antarctica.
Jonathan brought that up.
Yeah, I think it was an ABC reporter, if I recall correctly, that was doing a story about climate change and the polar ice caps. And specifically, they were talking about the North Pole and polar bear habitat. And in the B-roll, which is what we call the video that you see in between sound bites when the reporter's talking over it, they showed penguins. And anyone knows, most people are aware that penguins only live at the South Pole. They don't live at the North Pole. So that was a pretty blatant time where they, you know, they put something in there to try to make a point, and it was inaccurate and then arguably unethical and not good journalism.
Yeah, it hurts your credibility as a journalist, especially when you're caught and the audience says, hey, we know that this is not true.
And, you know, with the internet and with things living on longer, it's, you know, someone's going to catch it. Mm-hmm. It's someone's going to catch it eventually.
Yeah. And I'll just say our newsroom, we have we win a lot of awards for use of sound. It's something we take pride in. And we have never faked sound in a story. And that goes to show you that you can do very good reporting just using the sound that you collect at a scene. You don't need to fake it to enhance your story. Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.